Task 3. You will hear several extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are three headings you will not need. You will hear the extract just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Special educators have a hard job, but in most school districts, special ed teachers make the same salary as any other teacher.
And this school year, 48 states don't have enough of them.
Federal law says schools have to hire fully licensed special ed teachers, unless they can't find any. Then schools can hire people who are still in training, and that's what a lot of them are doing.
One thing that has helped ease the shortage, paying special ed teachers more.
In 2019, almost 30% of Hawaii's special ed positions were vacant or staffed by unqualified teachers. That number dropped by half after the state bumped up their pay by $10,000 a year.
Education experts say that ultimately we need change on the structural level to make sure all students get what they need, but that paying special ed teachers more is a good place to start.
Extract number 1.
Blood. If you need it, you really, really need it. But it's really hard for hospitals to have enough blood on hand for two reasons. One, because blood has a very short shelf life. Two, because you have to store blood in really special ways. Enter Zipline. It's a company that uses drones to deliver medical supplies, including blood, within hours, even minutes. The hospital medic texts a special blood warehouse. Workers there find the right blood, and they pack it up into a drone. The drone flies to the hospital, and a minute before it arrives, the medic gets a text that says, "Walk outside, get ready to pick up your delivery." It's like blood falling from the sky.
Extract number 2.
10 teams, 20 drivers, all competing to be the fastest in the world. This isn't NASCAR or IndyCar, it's Formula One. And most Americans don't know anything about it, but things might be changing. In Formula One, teams with multi-million dollar budgets push the limits of engineering and fight for milliseconds. Now this glitzy global sport is gaining traction in the U.S. A new U.S.-based owner and deals with Netflix and ESPN have allowed F1 to get in front of more and younger people. Next year, the U.S. will host three races, the Las Vegas Grand Prix and events in Austin and Miami. If this growth continues, it might be time for lights out in the U.S.
Extract number 3.
I'm in Chandni Chowk, which is one of the oldest, busiest, and most densely populated areas of Delhi. When temperatures hit 120 degrees, some of the people that suffer most are guys like these bicycle rickshaw drivers. We've been talking to Indians about how they're surviving this heat. Very few people in this neighborhood have air conditioning. Those that do often hang plastic shower curtains to keep the cold in. Others, much more of them, use these cooling boxes, which are like a fan in a box lined with wet straw. Scientists say heat waves like this are about 100 times more likely to happen here now because of climate change.
Extract number 4.
We've probably been saying it wrong.
This ancient Incan city in modern Peru that you may know as Machu Picchu is probably Huayna Picchu, or even Picchu.
So how do we get the name wrong?
Research suggests that more than 100 years ago, when American explorer Hiram Bingham came upon the city, he was told both names, but he settled on the incorrect one. Researchers say they've reviewed centuries of documents to show Huayna Picchu was actually the more commonly used name. But all this doesn't mean that there are any plans to change the name of one of South America's most popular tourist destinations.
Extract number 5.
Should bulldogs exist? They're among the most popular breeds in the U.S. But these pets are prone to chronic health risks. Despite these issues, bulldog breeding continues. The Bulldog Club of America determines standards for breeding purebreds. The club's president blames irresponsible breeders for the health risks. But researchers at UC Davis found that bulldogs today are so inbred, it may not be possible to eliminate their health problems through breeding. All this raises questions about whether preserving a breed standard and visual aesthetic is truly beneficial for man's best friend.
Extract number 6.
American homes are powered the way they are because of this guy, inventor Nikola Tesla. But his counterpart at the time, Thomas Edison, tried his best to stop him from succeeding. Edison had an electrical system powered by a direct current, or DC. When it was used to power cities, it got clunky. Poles filled with hundreds of wires were needed to service the few people who had electricity. Tesla saw the limitations of Edison's system. He pioneered a new approach, AC, or alternating current, which solved those problems of Edison's DC electricity and allowed for more flexibility. Edison refused to lose and started a smear campaign against Tesla's AC system. Edison tried to associate Tesla's AC system with death, but Edison's campaign could not derail Tesla's work, as his methods are still being used today.
Extract number 7.
Slavs have been around for 40 million years. Their secret? Doing less. They can live on as little as 100 calories a day. Mostly what they do is hang in trees, letting gravity do its work, and then climbing down to poop about once a week.
In the past, the sloth has been demonized for its lazy behavior. The conquistadors even named them after one of the 7 deadly sins.
He's actually incredibly efficient. Maybe in our age of instant gratification, it is time to love the sloth for more than just his smile. Maybe we should appreciate that going slowly, doing less, is the ultimate evolutionary adaptation.
Extract number 8.
Companies don't have enough people, and so they're turning to machines. We know that robots can do things like build cars and stock shelves, even make pizza. But with AI and machine learning, the jobs getting automated now used to require a college degree. The robots are coming for lawyers and accountants. Reporter Kevin Roos wrote a book about future-proofing your life, and he says that jobs that give emotional support, think therapists and teachers and nurses, We still need people to do those jobs because so far, machines aren't that good at things like compassion, kindness, critical thinking, which is kind of reassuring, right?
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.